Time for Youth Express on SLB. And we start today with somebody who was here a long time ago. We'll explore the details perhaps behind that. But it's our pleasure from the Center for Young Musicians, accompanied by Leah Gewilber, to welcome Alexandra Schnatterly. Nice to listen to that, and it's nice to see you this morning, Alexandra. And what was the piece that you just played?
It was called German Dance.
And that was arranged for two violins, and it's got to be kind of fun to play with your teacher, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's definitely more fun to do duets than like a solo piece.
Now, I mentioned that you were here when you were really young, right? Do you remember how old you were or how long ago it was?
I think I was about 7 or 8, but wow. It was a long time ago.
I'll say. I recognized your name, but I wouldn't have recognized seeing you. Where do you go to school now, and what year are you in?
I go to Seneca Valley High School, and I'm a senior.
Wow. And do you know what you're going to be doing in the fall, or I should say in the spring, or what you hope to do?
I'm kind of going through the whole application process right now, but I'm hoping to do something with biology next fall.
Excellent. How come?
I don't know. I really like it, and even though I really enjoy music as well, I hope to kind of do both.
Yeah, I've mentioned before that biology to me was one of the most challenging classes I've ever taken. Other sciences came to me immediately. Biology, it was kind of like, what? There's so many interesting applications now and things you can do. Are you looking at specific schools?
Right now, I'm kind of looking at Allegheny and Villanova and then Ithaca College.
Oh, those are all great ones. What else do you like to do?
I obviously like to hang out with my friends and kind of hang out with my family. And then I'm also in the orchestra at my school as well, so I like to play with them.
How large is it, a full-size orchestra? Seneca Valley should be big enough, I would think.
Our orchestra program is pretty small. It's a little tiny, but I help out as much as I can.
Well, that's good. Anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge while you're here?
Any of my friends or family, and then especially my cousins, Catherine and Annabelle.
Well, great. And you've been at the Center for Young Musicians for at least 10 years. How long has it been?
I've been studying there for about 12 years, and I've been playing for about 10.
It's amazing to have an organization that can follow you throughout that whole journey. Any reflections on that at all in terms of the people you've met or the way you've developed?
Definitely. I think from our chamber groups as well as like playing by myself, I think gained a lot of confidence that I wouldn't have not being at this school. So I'm kind of thankful for that, and all my teachers and my group teachers and especially my teacher for all of that.
Do you have any advice for, there might be somebody who, like you, is 5 or 6 and is just starting to learn and is frustrated or is kind of wondering if they'll ever get there, based on the experience you had, any advice you might share?
I definitely think, you know, you just need to keep going on and just keep practicing. You know, it's probably the hardest thing in the world sometimes, but I still kind of face that every day kind of with my practicing, and you just have to do it. And it helps when you have a really good mother that kind of leads you through that. But
That's an important to have that kind of support. And Leah is here. Has Leah been with you all of those years?
She has.
Wow, that's incredible. Leah, I don't know if you have any reflections. Please feel free to step up if you just have any thoughts about Alexandra's, you know, moving along. Step up a little closer.
Oh, well, I just want to say how much fun it's been, because I actually have been teaching Alexandra since her first lesson, which is, I think, when she was 5. I think you were in kindergarten. And so it's a lot of fun to have worked with you over these years and now that we're here playing together. It's really enjoyable.
Yeah, that's quite a long relationship.
It really is.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here, and you've got one more song to play, one more number, and can you tell me what it is before you start?
It's called La Folia, and it's by Corelli.
And I want to thank you so much for being here from Seneca Valley High School, Alexandra Schnatterly, with another piece arranged for two violins, accompanied by her instructor, Leah Gevalper, here at Youth Express. Alexandra Schnatterly and Leo Gavilber from the Center for Young Musicians at Seneca Valley High School. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, Ezekiel was in the